You're listening to AtomicCast, call 832-819-3867, AtomicCast, it's a podcast.
This is President Barack Obama, and you're listening to AtomicCast with your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Touch with my contact or my source, whose name, or let us say, whose identity is Korton, K-O-R-T-O-N.
This is Central Control. We are ready to transmit. We are ready to transmit. This is the voice of Instruct Relay Automatic. In and for the planet you of the Earth called Jupiter, we are ready to begin with that information which we have for these individuals in this time period. Let us begin with the individual who's to the forefront of the instrument.
Hey, what's that you got on your face?
Huh?
Blah, blah, blah. See how that works?
Hi.
Hello, I'm Tim.
I'm Shay.
And this is AtomicCast.
Yes, it is, live on Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Central time.
What are we doing? On Rockin' Comedy Radio.
I don't know.
Speaking of that, if you want to chat with us live, please feel free. Go to Rockin' Comedy Show. Look at the IRC thing. We'll be on there.
Yeah.
If you're listening live. If you're not, go fuck yourself. You
duh.
In pieces of shit.
Jesus
so
Christ.
So easy to listen live. Rockin'ComedyShow.com. Oh. Or radio.atomicast.com. Let's listen live. It's easy.
Look at you,
it's
dude. Easy. You're becoming a little,
hey, bro.
A little whore.
It's easy, dude.
You never do this.
So easy.
You never do it.
How do they contact the show if they want to? How do they email us?
AtomicCast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Social media stuff, AtomicCast.com.
There you go.
Shay.
Yes, sir.
How was your week?
Good. It was Valentine's Day. This weekend.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was interesting. So my girlfriend came into town.
That is interesting. Wow.
Yeah, right. But
wow.
I had nothing.
You spent Valentine's Day with your girlfriend.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, when you look at every other day of my life, that is kind of a different change of pace.
That's all. Yeah. You got a point.
But yeah, so she came into town. Nothing planned for actual Valentine's Day. Just kind of winged it. I was gonna say wung it.
I think wung is the right word.
Is it?
Yeah.
We wung it.
You wung it.
And went out to breakfast. Went to Le Beep.
Yep.
For breakfast. It was fine. And then I had she had mentioned something about going to the winery up in the Starved Rock area.
Yeah.
So after breakfast, I was like, okay, well, we'll just go up there and see what's going on. Went up there. Apparently, because Valentine's Day was on a Saturday, of course, you know, things are. Police are having things going on.
Sure.
There was a wine walk. So all those wineries in there, just packed. Because everyone was on this wine walk.
Of course.
It was just like, this isn't even fucking worth it. Drove all the way up there for nothing.
There's a winery right one street over from where you are right now. Did you know that?
Yeah, but it's Valentine's Day, and they had a whole Valentine's Day thing going on.
Oh, did
there.
They there too?
Yeah. Everywhere, dude.
Of course.
So anyway.
You got to get drunk on wine on Valentine's Day, dude. It's like a...
We did margaritas.
It's like a law.
Yeah, we did margaritas.
Yeah. I don't like wine either.
Well, we went to the boat, did some gambling.
Yeah.
That's three times I've ever been into the casino in my life.
Right.
And they've all been in the past 3 months.
Yeah.
And then we went and got ghetto tacos. That's really the time that we've had since our last episode. That's really all that's been going on. Work, but Monday was President's Day, apparently.
Yeah, I had the day off.
So I didn't work at all. My girlfriend's flight got canceled because of snow out in D.C.
Yeah.
And we decided to do a little day drinking.
Right. Dangerous.
You know, I didn't eat lunch, and next thing I know, I'm puking, and I pass out for 3 hours. And I wake up and it's dark. And I was like, I just woke up in the morning and now it's dark outside. Yeah. The fuck?
You're making yourself look like a drunk. You understand that?
I do. I do. I fully understand that. But yeah, it was a very strange, strange thing. Yeah. So
I've been there, dude. Not since like my early 20s when people do that. I don't know what you were thinking. You're way too old for that shit.
I am. I really
it's
am.
It's a crazy thing that you did.
I really am. I'm way too old for that.
Yeah, way too old.
So I'm limiting myself to 3 beers tonight. That's all I'm going to drink.
I think you're on your third, right?
No, I'm on my second.
The one next to you will be your third.
Yeah, that is my third right there.
Yeah.
The Bud Light is my third, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
How was your week, Timmy?
Fine.
Fine.
My Valentine's Day was less eventful than yours. We've got a kid, so things are harder. You know, babysitters are expensive and shit. So we were, we weren't ever going to go and do like a fancy dinner thing. But my wife decided she was going to make one of my favorite home cooked meals. She got the recipe from my mom and
Oh, what was it?
You wouldn't like it because there's mushrooms in it.
Yeah, I'm just asking what it is though.
It's like a casserole with chicken and stuffing and cream of mushroom soup and cheese, and it's fucking delicious. It's real good.
Okay. Oh, you have told me about that before, actually.
Yeah. You wouldn't like anything in it except the chicken, because you're just a fucking child the way that you eat things.
Yeah.
But it was
remind me to say something about that later. But go ahead.
So it was good. But we were going. We had a big lunch that day, and then when dinner came. Oh Jesus, Shay, I'm struggling here. What's going on?
You know. Actually, I'm gonna jump in here real quick.
Okay.
You have been yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Somewhat more so yesterday, but you've been very confusing to talk to.
Am I really?
Especially yesterday, because when we were planning on trying to figure out where we were going to dinner last night,
that was your fault.
No.
Yes.
Hold the fuck on. So John said something about going to Golden Corral because you wanted a Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next message I get was, bam, decided, Chinese on Pioneer Parkway. And then I was like, okay.
Near Pioneer Parkway.
Near Pioneer Parkway. And I was like, okay, well, where are we going? Here? And you're like, oh, fuck, it's closed. I was like, oh, okay. So the next thing, and before that, you had said, well, you know, I got to go drop off my tax shit. I want to go somewhere close to Sheridan, to that road.
Mm-hmm.
So then you were like, okay, well, let's go to Good Tequila's. And I'm like, okay, which one? Do you want to go close to Sheridan or do you want to come out here by me? Because the one on Glen is closer to fucking Sheridan, which is what you had initially said. You were being so confusing. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
It was just a whole big fucking clusterfuck.
That was totally your fault. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Well, so I wasn't very clear then. Maybe I'm not, and I'm not being very clear now. My head's full of shit.
You got a lot going on in there, man.
I do. I don't know what's happening to me right now. I'm losing my mind with this shit.
Yeah.
Either way, so we had a huge lunch, ended up not making the dinner that we'd planned, and so our Valentine's Day dinner was like, I had a bowl of cereal, and then we watched some old episodes of Parks and Recreation and went to bed.
Sexy.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's what happens when you get married and you're old and you don't give a shit about things anymore. Yeah. You just do whatever, and that's how you celebrate things.
Yeah. Yeah. You're very old. I mean, we discussed this. You're basically 40.
Basically. Yeah, I'm real close. I know. But I'm young at heart. You know, that's the important thing.
Yeah, somewhat.
So what are we drinking tonight, Jeff?
You
already touched on it. You're having a shitty Bud Light like an idiot.
No, well, to be
like
fair, though.
Like a fucking college kid.
But I've had two Leinenkugel Sunset Wheats.
Yeah.
And I'm only drinking one more Bud Light, so I have something else to drink, but I don't want to do three of these.
Yeah. They're a little heavy.
They're heavy. It's a weeknight. I can drink two of these in one Bud Light. I think that's acceptable. That's not just drinking Bud Light straight through the episode.
I'm okay. Thank you.
But
I can still give you shit, dude. That's the point.
You give me shit about everything.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Everything.
That's how I roll.
Imaginable.
That's how I roll. And I'm drinking Fat Tire. I shouldn't be.
Yeah, because of the whole diet thing.
Yes.
And
we got to get into that a little bit.
Okay.
The challenge was accepted.
Are you getting into it now?
I don't know. Should we? I don't have anything else to say about this. I'm drinking Fat Tire. It's good. I guess it's beer.
We'll just go ahead and get into the weight loss challenge with Drunken Zombie Wolford.
Yes. Drunken Zombie Wolford accepted my challenge. The gauntlet was thrown last week. It was thrown. It was caught by Wolford. He accepted the challenge. So we did our initial weigh-in.
Yep.
I don't know. Should I say Wolford's weight? I guess I don't care. Wolford weighed 332. 332
pounds.
He
might care.
He can suck a dick.
Okay.
And I weighed in at a tiny, tiny little 255.
Okay.
So Wolford has a little more weight to lose than I do, but I think percentage-wise, I think I can still pull this thing out.
Yeah.
I think I can.
It depends. I mean, it depends on how serious he's going to get with it.
Yeah.
Does he sound like he's going to be serious?
Who knows? I'm taking it seriously, I guess, in that I don't want to do any like major lifestyle. Because what I usually do is say I starve myself. You know this.
Yes.
I starve myself for 2 months.
Yep.
I drop 20, 25 pounds.
Yep.
And then I just gain it right back. And yeah. Immediately. Well, not immediately. It takes me another 2 months to gain it right back.
But the point is, you get back up to where you were before you lost the weight.
Yeah. I've done this up and down thing a million times.
Yeah. So
I usually get up to like 260, and then I starve myself down to like 235, 240.
Yep.
And then I get back to 260, and then that's just what I do. I just, for the last 3 or 4 years, that's all I've done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do better this time. And not just starve myself, but like do better eating habits. So,
well, and you know, I mean, you're not starving yourself. You're eating a normal amount of calories a day.
Yeah.
You're not going to be starving. You're not going to be, if you can still fit in all the good shit that you want in within that calorie range, you're not going to be as tempted to just say fuck it all.
Right. So if Wolford does starve himself and does, you know, does the crash diet thing, he'll win. Absolutely. Cause I'm aiming for like 2 to 3 pounds a week, you know, but it's 6 months, dude. I have till September 1st. We decided.
Okay. September 1st.
Yeah.
You know, the good thing about this challenge though.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you both lose weight, you both win.
Yeah. But it really, the winner really wins.
I mean, so the terms of this, did
I
you
agree
guys,
with your sentiment, but
yeah, but you, he agreed to the terms.
Well,
of
he didn't disagree.
So that means he agreed.
That means he agreed.
Okay. So the winner of this challenge, to recap, gets to go on the loser's show and just mock them relentlessly throughout the entire episode. But is immune to mockery. So on this aspect, you kind of have a leg up. Because we only have 1 hour shows, whereas they have like 6 hour shows.
Right.
The span over 4 days.
Right. So how do I have a leg up?
Because you get to do it more.
Oh, if I win.
If you win, you get to do it a lot more.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like that.
Yeah. And I mean, they never actually talk about anything anyway, so you can just make the entire 4 days about mocking Wolford.
Yeah, there's that too. So the plan is, I guess, we're going to update every week with what we're doing. And maybe that'll keep me on track. I've done well this week, but not great. But I guess that's the point, right? You're not supposed to just fucking starve yourself. Yeah. And so I've had a couple of cheat meals. I'm having some beers now, which I probably shouldn't be having, but fuck it.
Yeah.
I like Fat Tire. It's good.
Be good for the rest of the week. And
nah.
Yeah.
Be good. I'll be mediocre.
Okay.
Just be mediocre.
Okay.
All right. I'll be mediocre the rest of the week.
You'll be good. What are you talking about?
And see how I'm faring on Monday.
And I was just joking about the... I'm just kidding. Shit.
On what?
I don't want anyone at Drunken Zombie to get offended and take us off
them,
their
dude.
Network.
Who cares? Fuck them.
You know what? I don't know them as well as you do.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck those cunts.
No, I don't know.
Up their stupid fucking assholes.
I know them a little. I don't know that well.
I don't know. I know Wolford. And I know the asshole who was giving a shit on YouTube with a 9-second video and 3 minutes of 80s commercials.
Tabletop Magi.
Whatever his fucking name is.
Jesus, dude. Jesus, burning bridges.
Fuck you.
Burning bridges.
Fuck you. Fuck him. Fuck Wolford. Fuck all of them.
Jesus, dude. You're losing your mind.
You told me you started it.
You're losing it, dude.
Nah, I'm joking.
So, I have a quiz for you. Do you want to do that? Or do you want to do your news stories? What do you want to do?
Let's go ahead and do the quiz.
It's a quick one. There's only five questions.
Okay, yeah.
And the questions, we've done a similar one. These questions are 1 second each.
Oh, fuck.
You got to tell me the song in 1 second. But I'm not setting up for failure like you did to me, you fucking asshole.
Well,
these are songs that you should actually get.
You're always setting me up for failure when you give me a quiz because I'm always terrible at them.
These are extremely popular. Extremely popular songs.
What time period?
From all over. From all over. There's, I mean, all over. All over. But very, very famous songs.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
Are you prepared?
You're going to have to play, though.
Are you mentally prepared?
Do you have the sounds for if I get it right or wrong?
No, that's on you. That's on you.
I'll try. Hold on. Let me... I'm not even going to fucking try. Honestly, there.
Just make it with your mouth.
Bing! There we go. I got it.
All right, you ready?
I got them.
You're going to get these.
How am I going to get... Oh.
This is an easy one, dude. This is a layup.
This is a layup?
Yeah, this is an easy one.
That's not even 1 second. I feel like it's a rap song.
Uh-oh.
No?
Uh-uh.
Another One Bites the Dust.
No.
Queen.
Come on, Eileen. Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Well, that's not one that I would have immediately thought of.
All right.
God. Another One Bites the Dust.
Hey. You were just out of order, Shay. That's all. But
God damn it.
That was a softball. I gave that one to you. You're welcome.
This one?
You're welcome.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Remember when you called Under Pressure that other one?
Yeah, I do.
You fucking idiot. All right. Come on, Shay.
I know the song.
Yeah, you do.
Run DMC.
No.
Fuck.
You've played a cover of this on our show.
Oh, New Kids on the Block.
You fucking idiot. What song?
God damn it. Hangin' Tough.
There you go. Hangin' Tough. This is the answer. Hangin' Tough.
Damn it.
You're the worst, dude. How are you not getting these?
I buckle.
Yeah.
Under Pressure.
The other one. I can't get over that one. All right, here we go. Two more.
Okay. What? Nope.
Really?
It's...
Still you don't know it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, Shay. Now?
Da-na-da-na. Ba-ga-da-na-da-na.
What song?
Ghostbusters.
Thank you. Finally. Pathetic, Shay. What are you? You're one for four so far. It's not very good.
Hold on. Do it again.
Come on, Shay. It's a classic, dude.
I know.
It's a classic.
Is it like... I know, dude. I'm gonna get mad when you tell me what this one is, too, because yep, I can fucking hear it. Dun dun dun.
keep dun dun dun. Yeah, keep going. Fuck. Say dun a couple more times. Maybe it'll come
dun,
to
dun,
you.
Dun 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 dun. No.
Is it coming to you?
No, it's really not. I'm gonna get. Is it like Little Richard or something?
No, but you're in the right era.
I know.
Time period.
I can hear the guy's voice too.
Really? How's he sound?
He's kind of screaming.
Is he?
A little bit, yeah.
Hmm.
All right, I'm not going to get it.
See when you get it.
See, he's kind of screaming.
Who is? Who's kind of screaming? Oh, fuck you, Shay. Do you really not know who this is? Come on, Shay. Elvis fucking Presley.
Oh, okay.
You jackass. You're the worst. I thought you liked music.
I mean, some of it. That's not... I was never into Elvis, ever. I never have been.
You don't have to be into Elvis know an Elvis song. That's arguably his most famous song.
Play the chorus. If you would have played me the chorus, I would have gotten it. Jailhouse Rock.
It's the first second, dude.
I would.
That's the whole point of the music.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
I picked a very famous songs by very famous artists for you.
You're a fucking jerk.
Yeah.
Well, because 1 second, that's so difficult.
Says you. What do you know about things?
Well, do you want me to fucking
you're not a guy who knows stuff.
You want me to pull this shit on you again? And fucking do this for you next week and see how many of them you get?
Shay, you picked something on purpose that you knew I wouldn't get. I picked you very famous songs that anybody would know.
I can do that again.
Do what again?
You pick shit you won't get. You bite your fucking
tongue. You don't get anything.
Dude, I'm really, really bad at these
quizzes.
Yeah,
you are.
I'm just... 20% is my average.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, that's why I failed out
of
college.
I give you softballs. I swear to God, anybody would have gotten those. Although I guess anybody would have gotten mine, too. But whatever. Whatever, Shay. That's my whole point. Whatever.
Well, they're fucking difficult for me because I'm not good at thinking on my feet about what a song is.
Yeah. Clearly. Clearly, Shay, with your fucking miserable showing there.
You know what? Blow me. Right in my penis.
No. Are you going to play? Do your news things.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. I'm into this. Yeah. Hit it. Hit it.
All right. So.
Hey, do it better. Do it better than you are so far.
Yeah, I just want to. This is something that we're going to kind of try out a little bit. I was trying to just you know, some funny news stories from all over the world. I got 8 news stories for you here tonight.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Groom unwell, bride weds guest in a fit of rage. So in Rampur, India.
Of course it's India.
Yeah, no shit. Fucking India. All was going well at the wedding ceremony of 25-year-old Jugul Kishore, a resident of
what a beautiful name.
Moradabad, and his 23-year-old bride, Indira from Rampur. That's until the Varmala ceremony, where the groom garlands his would-be wife, began. Just as he extended his arms to do that, Kishore had an epileptic fit, falling to the ground in front of the whole gathering. So the groom had an epileptic fit.
Right. He really didn't want to get married.
The young bride, angry that her family had The young bride, angry that her family had been kept in the dark about Kishore's medical condition, promptly changed her mind and announced that she would happily marry at the same ceremony a guest at the wedding, a man called Harpal Singh. The latter, incidentally, turned out to be her sister's brother-in-law.
She married a latter?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, what a fucked up country.
It's India.
I don't get India.
Yeah, so she married her sister's brother-in-law at the wedding. Wow. She just wanted to get married.
Jesus, her sister's brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's interesting.
It's fucking weird. Feral pack of 50 Shades of Grey fans attack man in movie theater.
What?
Perhaps this whole 50 Shades of Grey thing is actually a plot devised by a lesbian separatist group to get the women of the world tipsy on white wine and pummel them with subliminal messages, encouraging them to take up arms against their Y chromosome infected oppressors. So that might seem crazy, but how else to explain the reaction of 3 women at a Glasgow screening of 50 Shades of Grey who attacked a man in the audience with a wine bottle after he told them to be quiet.
Totally drunk.
Yeah. As eyewitness Michael Bolton, not that Michael Bolton.
You sure?
Yeah,
of course. The one from Office Space?
Told The Telegraph, besides being the worst film I have ever seen, 3 women were getting arrested and put into a police van when we arrived. Yes, the trio's impromptu attempt at gender warfare was thwarted, but they did get to be put in handcuffs, so it wasn't a total failure.
Well, there you go.
Because it's a movie about bondage, apparently.
Got it.
So it's a cinema where you can buy a drink. They were wiping down seats before the start of the 8:20 p.m. film.
Of course they were. Of course they were.
All these women were fucking soaking their panties and getting through to the seat. There were also several incredibly drunk women vomiting in the aisle and corridor, and several complaints from the other screen about drunk and rowdy folk.
Yep, that's what happens over there.
So don't go see 50 Shades of Grey because you will be attacked by feral women.
I thought they were like would ravage the guy sexually.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
Well, apparently they were just very pissed off at him because they're
poor guy.
Hens.
Poor guy. He had to be exposed to that movie and then ravaged non-sexually.
Iran and Russia still convinced America is controlled by aliens.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
So, Iran, on top of this, there's the tin foil hat gang. Those who think that aliens already live among us. Last year, information reported by Iranian news agency Fars and relayed via Forbes magazine stated that data leaked through the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden had conclusively proven proven once and for all that the United States is ruled by a race of tall, white space aliens.
Oh, dude.
According to the said report, this is the same mysterious race of white alien men who assisted the rise of Nazi Germany in the 1930s.
Oh, dude, that was my ancestors.
The aliens who apparently still rule the world previous met with Dwight Eisenhower in 1954 to establish a secret shadow world government.
Yeah, sounds reasonable, yeah.
You know, I'm going to jump into the next one because it's also about aliens.
Right.
Blink-182 guitarist said he's had contact with aliens.
Yes, Tom DeLonge. Yeah, he's a fucking lunatic. I saw him talking about that Larry King show that he's got on Hulu.
Yeah.
He's a crazy person.
He's a fucking crazy person.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Of his music, though.
We are sure about one thing, and that's Tom DeLonge.
Doesn't matter.
has had contact with extraterrestrial life and may, in fact, be in danger because of what he knows. That is, if you take his word for it.
Oh, dude, of course aliens would go after pop punk stars.
He sat down paper mag to discuss, but ended up talking about his experience with aliens, government conspiracy, and, well, lots of things. For example, quote from him, "You have to understand, I've been involved in this for a long time. I have sources from the government. I've had my phone tapped. I've done a lot of weird stuff in this industry. People wouldn't believe me if I told them, but this is what happens when you start getting on email chains with hundreds of scientists from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and different universities around the country, and you start outing senior scientists from Lockheed Martin, talking about the reality of this stuff, guys that hold 30 patents, guys that work underground out in the Nevada test sites in Area 51. It goes far beyond just saying, hey, that little light in the sky, that's a green man. That doesn't lend the right gravity to the topic."
So he's a crazy person.
He's a fucking nut job. Jesus.
Yeah. There's something wrong in his brain.
Yeah. Drug dealer got into police car by mistake. A dopey drug dealer was arrested after
dopey.
He got...
I get it.
Yeah. In the back of a police car by mistake. 35-year-old Mariano Colsa Gonzalez of Marchmont Road.
Oh my gosh, a Hispanic person? I don't believe that.
In Edinburgh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, a Hispanic person into drugs. I just can't. I have a hard time wrapping my head around that.
He had pled guilty previously at the sheriff's court to being concerned in the supply of cannabis in 2003. I mean, that's basically all it is. He got into the wrong car. He pled guilty saying, "I got into the wrong car."
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though. You need to watch out for this one, Timmy.
Uh-oh.
Wife seeks divorce over sexual fulfillment.
Okay.
This is
too much or too little?
This is in Dubai.
Of course.
A woman is seeking to divorce her husband because he cannot satisfy her sexual needs.
This is going
to
be a problem for me.
Dude, this is a fucking weird one. The wife claims that her husband can only have sex with her 3 to 4 times a week.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a problem.
But she deems that unsatisfactory. Yeah. After she and her countryman husband failed to reach an amicable settlement, the case was referred to the Sharia court to look into the woman's divorce claim. When confronted by the presiding judge, the wife said she desires to have sexual intercourse with her husband twice or thrice a day, but he cannot fulfill her demands.
Jesus.
Dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Shit, if I was 19, I probably could. 15 through 19, I could probably do that.
I bet when I was like 17, 18, I might have been able to.
Yeah, these days, I don't think I could do that.
Oh, not a fucking chance.
I wouldn't want to.
Jesus, I have sex once undone for 3 days.
I got other stuff to do, you know?
Right? It's not all about sex anymore.
That's a lot of time out of your day that you got to be banging. That's too much banging. There can be too much banging.
There can be. In fact, Timmy, you are correct.
Yeah.
Woman involved in bizarre bacon throwing incident missing.
Oh, shit, dude. I'd love to be involved in a bacon throwing incident.
A woman involved in a bizarre bacon throwing incident.
Bacon? Like pig bacon?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. How do I get involved in that?
I'll tell you. She threw it at a police station outside Boston last year, has been reported missing. Lindsay McNamara.
I get it.
Was last seen having dinner with acquaintances at the Natick Mall on Valentine's Day. And she has since been reported missing. There is some conspiracy theorists who think the cops got mad at her and killed her for being called pigs. And the last one. New York City has gone 11 days without a homicide.
I read that, dude. That's impressive.
You know, it's been broken. This was on the 14th, I believe. Yeah. So it's been broken. So it went 11 days without a homicide.
What do you mean? There was a murder now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The longest stretch without any on modern record. The record was broken midnight Thursday.
Jesus, who's the confusing one now, dude?
Yeah, I just can't.
You're blurring together three whole words. Three separate words.
I know. It was the 11th full day without a reported homicide.
That's actually impressive for a city that large.
I know.
I mean, I know the U.S. is a violent place, but Jesus.
New York. The last reported homicide was February 1st in Upper Manhattan. So, yeah, I mean, 11 days in New York City. There's
huge.
They're saying it's just too cold. They're like, it's too fucking cold, and there's too much snow.
Well, you can kill people in heated environments too, right?
You can. They just don't. There's no
they don't, they don't bother.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Sorry. Song break, Shay. You got a song break?
I got a song break.
Let's do it. Who is it? What are they playing? What song is it, Shay?
I'll tell you, Tim.
Who's it by?
Trust the Medic. The band is called Trust the Medic.
Oh, I thought you were instructing me to do something.
No. The band is called Trust the Medic. Okay. And this is a cover of the Miley Cyrus song, We Can't Stop.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hi there.
Shay, you need to quit fucking up with these songs.
I didn't fuck that one up. We just weren't paying attention to the time.
Oh, you need to keep me on track, dude.
Yeah.
How do they email the show if they want to?
You can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819-DUMP. Social media stuff, atomicast.com. Shay, why would they want to get in touch with us, though?
Well, if somebody can tell me how to poop regularly, that'd be very nice of them.
Taco Bell.
Ooh, Taco Bell. That's a good idea. You know, people might just want to talk to us because they like your sexy voice and they might want to jerk you off as much as I do.
It's a true.
They might want to go grab a beer with us, or they might have a genuine problem that they would like our advice on.
Yeah, some advice? Sure.
They might want some advice from us.
So I have some sample advice questions here. It's a remarkable thing that you suggested that, Shay.
You know,
it's crazy.
It's the same way. You know what's even more amazing is that I've done that like 5 weeks in a row.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
It pops in my head.
Crazy.
Just amazing.
Shay, I'm an 18-year-old girl.
I know.
I know I don't look or sound or act like it, but I'm an 18-year-old girl.
I have felt your vagina before. Don't worry.
I have been dating my boyfriend for nearly 2 years. My boyfriend means everything to me.
Break up with him.
Although I have made mistakes, we would cheated talk and fix things. Everything would be okay.
Whore.
Last year, we went to university in different parts of the country, so it was like we were having a long-distance relationship. I was okay with it until I met another guy who gave me everything I had been missing. We were not really dating. We were not really dating, but I did have sex with him many times.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, my boyfriend found out and broke up with me.
Oh my God.
Can you believe
he shocking.
Would break up with her?
Oh my God.
It was only after he was gone that I realized he has been everything and will always be my everything, and I still love him. What should she do?
Oh my God, kill herself.
I want him back, but he doesn't want to hear from me.
You know, there's not a lot of scenarios in the world where I would recommend suicide. This is one of them.
No, listen, Shay, you can make a mistake.
Yeah.
I am disagreeing with you on that. You can make a mistake.
She shouldn't really kill herself, obviously.
No, but she should leave this poor dude alone.
Just, he's done. You're 18 years old.
He did the smart thing by leaving her. I hung on like an idiot for a while, and so did you.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you're a stupid kid. This guy knew better than we did.
Yep.
And he left, and you need to let him go. You fucked up. Learn from your mistake. Don't fuck up again.
Don't fuck other guys if you're in a relationship. It's actually not that hard. They make vibrators and dildos similar.
It's pretty hard for me to stop fucking guys. It's a pretty difficult thing.
Tim, I swear to God, if you were being serious right now, I would punch you square in the fucking nose.
Jesus.
Because you have 25 weeks we've been doing this.
And I've never fucked you yet?
You have not let me jerk you off one time.
It's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
You're making me so angry. I'm seeing red.
Why do these questions make me... I pick these questions out and they make me seem gay, Shay. I've been dating this guy for several months. A couple of months ago, he starts talking about his first love all the time. Date after date, he has told me every moment in detail of their 16-month relationship, how much he loved her, and what is going on in her life now. It has been 5.5 years since she cheated on him and moved on with this new guy. I told him it's obvious that he's still in love with her and he's not over her. Of course he denied it. He told me he loves me, and maybe he does, but I don't want to be in a relationship with a guy who cannot or who is still carrying a torch for an ex. What are your thoughts?
That's a tough one. I mean, why don't you go first? I know you always ask me the question. What's your advice?
Yeah, so it's simplistic. I hate this advice of just dump him all the time.
Yeah.
This guy seems really, if you can set a boundary of just like, listen, I don't ever want to hear about your ex again, knock it off. And he sticks to that boundary, then press on.
Yeah.
If he really can't stop talking about her, it's time to just move on.
See, the thing is that he's still going to be thinking about her.
Oh, who cares?
But no,
who cares?
Hold on.
You sound like a girl.
Will you fucking let me finish?
No. You girl.
It's going to come out. He will not be able to stick to that boundary because he will be thinking about her all the time. I agree with your advice of just fucking dump him because he's not going to get over her.
Yeah.
He's got to do that on his own, and that's going to require him just go and be single for a while.
Yeah.
Have random fucks. See how much better life is without this girl. And just fucking dump his ass. Yeah. He's pathetic.
I feel a little sorry for the guy. I don't think I've ever been hung up on a girl like that to that extent. No. I've definitely been hung up on girls, and what a shitty feeling.
Yeah.
To bring that into a new relationship, and I'm sure you've had the same feeling too of like kind of wanting to talk about it, but knowing like it's just fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Until you just stop.
I mean, that's just not something you do. You're not supposed to talk about. Like, there are certain things you can, you know, if they ask a question about it or if it's something a big deal, like, hey, this happened, just so you know, I'm working through it. But you don't have to bring it up fucking constantly.
Yeah.
Like a bitch.
Yeah. So we're being on the relationship questions tonight, Shay.
We usually are, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a trend.
Maybe I need to stop doing that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And big on the cheating questions. Another cheating question. Jesus, I'm on a one-track mind, dude.
I mean, I don't
know what's going on? Yeah. I was busy when I was picking these out. I just chose them at random.
I'm sure you did.
Do I have a responsibility to tell a new partner that I have cheated in the past? That's the whole question, basically. He gives some context, though. I was married to the other woman. We were cheating mostly for the sex that was lacking in our marriages, but leaving our marriages for each other was never on the table. Consequently, I decided to end my marriage, which is weird. Sounds like a weird. Conflicting report.
But, yeah, I mean, he didn't leave his wife for that.
No,
woman.
I mean, I get it, but it's a weird thing to say. Like, we said we wouldn't leave our spouses, but I did leave my wife.
Yeah.
To our knowledge, neither spouse ever knew. I never told another soul, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't really matter. I mean, the story doesn't really matter. The main question, the main takeaway is, if you've cheated in the past, do you have to tell your new girlfriends that?
No.
You did.
No. I don't think you do. If it's in the past and it's not something that you're going to do again, you're not doing anybody any favors by telling them that, because all that's going to do is make them worry that you're doing it, and then your relationship is going to go in the shitter because they're not going to trust you.
I unfortunately agree with you.
Yeah, I know.
I wish that I didn't, because these conversations are more fun when I don't.
I know.
But yeah, there's no situation in which any other advice would matter, because if they're a good person... And if this person is a good person that's learned from the mistake and doesn't plan on doing it again, then keep your fucking trap shut and just be a good person and don't do it again and have a good relationship. Yeah. I mean, if you're an asshole that plans on doing it again, you're not going to tell in the first place. You're never going to think to ask this question. So there's no other advice that could make sense.
Yeah, it's just not going to help anybody out.
Yeah.
It's just going to make things so much worse and more awkward.
I do believe, and this is coming from a guy that has never cheated but has been cheated on, I do think that people can change and people can recognize, like, oh, that was a mistake and I shouldn't have done that. And in which case, that is now your burden to bear. That is your cross to bear, and you need to carry that yourself.
And don't do it again.
Learn from it. Don't burden anybody else with it.
Right.
And that's all you'd be doing if you told your new spouse or new partner or whatever.
Girlfriend, whatever the fuck he is.
Anyway.
Anyway,
so that was Atomicast advice. I think we're done with that, Shay.
Oh, wow. That was only three questions. That went by way too quickly.
Sorry, dude.
God.
I'm plowing through shit, buddy.
Plow through that bitch.
Where are we at? All right. We got some extra time.
Yeah.
We do have another email.
We were sent
another email.
Okay. What?
From?
Is this another petition?
No, it is not a Disney petition. That was a weird thing that we got last time.
Dude, people are listening to us.
No, they're not. No. Nope, they're not. This is from Murph of Murph and the Fat Kid. Murph and the Fat Kid run a podcast that is also on the Drunken Zombie Network. So if you're listening to this and you're not listening to us from Drunken Zombie, tune into Drunken Zombie. Listen to Murph and the Fat Kids.
Yeah.
Murph and the Fat Kid, singularly.
Well, now you're trying to make other people
There's
fat
one
kids.
Murph and one fat kid.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys. This is Murph over at Murph and the Fat Kid Podcast. I figured I'd help try to explain the fourth dimensional model for the wormhole.
Holy motherfuck.
You should be into this, Shay, because this was your topic.
Totally into this, Murph.
Good fucking luck, right? Hey, if you're going to email us, I'd prefer that you don't swear in the emails, because that makes me swear. And I'm uncomfortable with that.
Are you giving that up for Lent?
No. I don't give a shit about fucking swearing, dildo. Does dildo swear? I don't think dildo is a swear word.
It can be when you're using it in a derogatory way like you just
did. Shut up, dildo. I'll try to avoid the headache of explaining how coordinates in Euclidean space make up a Cartesian plane. I know what a Cartesian plane is. Do you, Shay? No, because you're stupid.
No.
So the box model you gave is pretty much correct. So that's that was what I gave, Shay. That was my contribution.
And I get that. I just can't picture it. Like, because for real.
It is literally impossible. Literally impossible for our brains to work in that way.
Yeah.
It's all kind of theoretical.
It just doesn't, that example doesn't help me at all in what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. So the box model you gave is pretty much correct. So I'll jump straight to the three dimensions. Things get a bit complicated here, so I have to explain that there are two things going on. First, we are pretty good at actually grasping time. We are moving in it, and it flows from our perspective in one direction from the past to the future, with us existing in an infinitely small snapshot between those two, namely the present. That makes sense, right?
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how time works.
Yes. I mean, for us.
Yeah.
It works differently, for other people, possibly. Other
organisms that live forever?
No. Like time, like as we talked about last time, time can move slower on larger things, and time kind of stops existing in black holes and wormholes.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you meant. Yeah.
Yes, that is what I meant. Now imagine the box sitting in one place, not moving through space at all. While we only view the box as being in one point, it actually exists in a line. Rather than extending through space, it extends both into the past and into the future. The complicated part comes in the fact that space and time exist in an inseparable continuum, space-time. That part, unfortunately, I don't know his explain. I'm sure that's a typo because that makes no sense. I don't know his explain. I don't know how to explain. I'm guessing that's what he meant.
Yeah. So hold on. Let's go
back. Love the show.
Let's go back to the box.
Yeah.
So it's just space is moving around the box, right? Is that what he's saying?
No. I don't think that's what he's saying at all.
Then I don't understand what he's saying. Can you explain that to me?
In which part?
Just explain what he was talking about with the box. I don't get the box.
He pretty much skimmed over the box. He said, so the box model you
No,
you
no,
gave
no,
is
down,
pretty much
down.
Correct.
You just read in the last paragraph about a box not moving.
Imagine the box
sitting
in one place and not moving through space at all.
So space would move around the box?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what he's talking about here. No, I don't think so. I think he's talking about the timeline moving from past to present to future.
Okay.
But it's not moving. It's not moving there.
Okay.
While we view it being only in one point, it exists in a line because it's always in our present, I think is what he's explaining there. Rather than extending through space, it extends both into the past and into the future. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The complicated part comes in the fact that space and time exist in an inseparable continuum of space-time. But I think that that breaks down into a black hole and a wormhole.
Right.
I think that that's not true anymore, that the space and time, they're separate. Yeah. And so that's our understanding of time as a singular timeline, like he's talking about. That's where it breaks down and stops making sense anymore.
I mean, Jesus. In the documentaries I've watched and what I've read, it's like, people, when you cross over that event horizon, everything, space and time break down. So you see the beginning of the universe and you see the end of the universe all at the same time.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I would go into a black hole to see that.
Yeah. It's creepy to think about, but it doesn't... It's just theoretical.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We will never see it. We'll never know what that feels like.
I know.
And it's just sort of... I like talking about it because it blows my mind in one of those, pot smoker highways of just, looking at the stars and thinking of this crazy shit. But in reality, you know what it is?
Huh.
It's a bunch of fucking drunk assholes talking on podcasts, and we don't know anything anymore.
I know.
We're just repeating stuff that we've seen in documentaries.
Oh, I know. We have no scientific
background. That's all I'm doing, too. I can sort of visualize it a little bit, but
yeah.
I'm just repeating shit that Stephen Hawking said in a special I watched one time.
Yeah.
And so it was Murph. No offense, Murph, but unless you're a fucking astrophysicist from Oxford, I assume that you're doing the same.
A theoretical astrophysicist.
Yeah. So it's just, you know. We're just, it's fascinating. It's great. I love talking about it. It's great, especially after a few drinks or a few tokes.
Right. You want to talk about something that's a little more real?
No.
Let's
talk about fake shit some more.
Okay, let's keep going.
No, I got nothing. Okay, give me something real.
Actually, back to the fake shit. Real quick, I started watching some documentaries on string theory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's fucking beyond.
Yeah.
I mean, just, I mean, that's like the fourth dimension times six, because there's 10 dimensions.
That'd be the 24th dimension.
Yeah, whatever the fuck you're saying.
Six times four.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, so they selected the final 100, I believe.
Yeah, for the Mars mission.
Yeah, and they're going to select 24, and they're going to send them out in groups of four.
Yeah.
Six groups of four. And it's just weird. And as I was reading about this, it's like it's so weird that these people are going to their certain death. They'll last 178 yep. days on Mars and die.
Yeah.
It's weird that governments are letting it happen. Because like here in America, you cannot euthanize yourself. You basically, it's a crime to kill yourself.
Yeah.
And these people are killing themselves in the name of science.
Well, that's all I got. From everything that I've read and heard, that Mars mission, for as great as it sounds, it's never going to happen. It's you know, it's not a NASA-led event.
I wish it would.
Too. I mean, it'd be really cool to see humans on Mars. I think we will, Shay. I think me and you will.
I hope so.
By the time we're dead, I think we'll see a human being on Mars.
Yeah.
But not in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And certainly not by, like, this private organization that...
Mars One.
It seems totally unequipped to deal with this.
Yeah.
So,
because they would need... like waivers from people and governments to get around this.
With that, I guess I don't know the legalities of it, but I mean, they're a million miles away from, I mean, literally and figuratively from this happening. It's not even worth, I mean, it's just not not a thing that's going to happen. So
I wish
whatever.
It would. I mean, it sounds like such a cool idea.
And yeah.
To go be on Mars. I mean, okay. So theoretically,
yeah.
If they were to tell you and you didn't have a wife, you didn't have a family.
Yeah.
And you had no plans of having either of those.
Right.
And they're like, hey, you know, Tim, we'd really like you to go to Mars. You're going to die, but you'll get to walk on another planet and see something that nobody else has ever seen firsthand. Would you do it?
I mean, if I'm building a hypothetical reality for myself where I don't have a wife and kid or family that I care about or anything, sure, why not?
Yeah.
In reality, there's nothing that could make me volunteer to die.
I'm just...
I would think that the people that are actually chosen are pathetic assholes with nothing to live on, nothing, you know, on Earth.
From what I've read about them, they got families and a lot of friends.
Well,
I mean, coming out of the woodwork, friends, I'm sure. But
yeah, then they're just sort of idiots. I mean, unless they're really, or they're really driven by the science of it and just really way driven into the, you know, just the... I mean, they're going to end up in history books. I guess that's one thing. There's a pride factor just like being the first to do that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit about that. I like science from the sort of watching documentary standpoint. I'm not smart enough to be involved in it, first of all. And I don't think I'd care to be.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It has to be the right type of person, clearly. I don't think I'm the right type of person.
I watched The Theory of Everything last weekend, which you should watch. It's actually really good. But it's funny because I was watching and I was realizing, I was like, you know what? You know, you have like Galileo and Newton and Einstein, all these, you know, people who are just going to be known forever for the next couple thousand years.
Yeah.
And like Stephen Hawking is one of those guys who's going to be known for the next couple thousand years.
Right.
It's kind of cool to know that like he's living in our time.
Yeah.
And he's going to be one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
I just thought about that.
I agree.
Anyways, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
That's true. So, Shay.
Yes, sir.
The Moore Murray thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun, right? But it was unsatisfying.
Yeah, but we did get a retweet from the reporter.
Yes, we did.
Big time.
James Renner, I believe, is what his name was.
Big time.
Yeah, he retweeted our episode.
Yeah, he did.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But kind of unsatisfying. It didn't really have a conclusion. It was just sort of, it just sort of ended because nobody still knows. But I have some... I have Atomicast Mysteries again.
Okay.
Oh, shit, that's going to be loud. All right. But this is a little more satisfying of an ending.
I like that.
You like that, Shay?
I like that idea, yes.
Well, we'll see if I can find it. We'll see if I'm smart enough to...
God damn it,
to find the fucking thing.
You're supposed to bring this up.
You what now?
You were supposed to have brought this up already.
Brought what up?
The mystery. Jesus Christ, get prepared.
Which mystery?
Get fucking prepared.
Hey, I'm trying to kill time while I get it up here. So so instead of picking an unsolved mystery, I just have a handful of mysteries that have been solved.
Okay.
These were solved by the perpetrators of the mystery on their deathbed. So this is as the person was dying, they admitted to, you know, all to these horrible things. So I've got a handful of them. These should leave you feeling a little more satisfied that
let's do it.
Justice was served.
Let's do it.
People died.
Nice.
Sort of. I mean, they died of their own, you know, they died of natural causes and stuff instead of being sent to death, but still.
You have to, okay, go ahead.
After years of domestic abuse, Geraldine Kelly shot her husband and then hid his body in a freezer where it remained for 7 years. She told her children that a car hit him. In 2004, when she was in her final stages of terminal breast cancer, she admitted the fate of her husband to her daughter. The police found the freezer in a California storage unit, and his body had been completely mummified.
Oh, weird.
This lady killed her husband and admitted it several years later.
That's scary.
This goes back to your talk about aliens. In 2006, the media officer at the Roswell, New Mexico site where an alien space vessel had supposedly crash-landed in 1947 claimed on his deathbed that he saw an alien spacecraft and two alien bodies in Area 51. He also claimed that an extensive cleanup operation took place to keep everything secret. I don't buy that one for a split fucking second, you know, Shay, but I still find it interesting.
You know, I'm real quick while we're there, I read and saw some stuff about that. That it was a lot of theories going around about how it was Russia that sent just a weird looking spacecraft over here with some deformed kids in it.
Holy shit.
The Cold War to get America so engrossed in the alien phenomenon, basically just to fucking forget about Russia and they could come and attack us. Of course, our government found the plane or whatever.
I hear you, but this is 47. I don't think the Cold War was on in 47.
Our relations were not good.
I believe that started in the 80s.
No, it did not.
The Cold War? Look it up, Shay. Look that shit up while I read this other thing. Let me Google that for you. It had to be the 80s.
You're a fucking idiot. Kennedy was president during part of it.
During the Cold War? You're dumb. Tim. In 1977, I might be wrong. I went to an art school, Shay. That's my excuse. I went to an art school for college. And you dropped out of college, so you're stupid too. So leave me alone. In 1977, James Brewer fled the state of Tennessee after his arrest for murdering his neighbor, Jimmy Carroll. He started a new life with his wife in Oklahoma and took on fake names. Three decades later, as Brewer was in the hospital after suffering from a stroke, he told his wife that he wanted to confess his crime before he died. He told police that his secret was lying on his conscience for over 30 years. Brewer didn't end up dying and was taken in by the authorities.
Oh, shit.
That was a pleasant ending to that story.
Yeah.
He was actually arrested and served time for his crimes. What did you find out there,
1947,
Shay?
Tim, is when the Cold War started.
Did it really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
1947 to 1991.
Oh, I thought it started in the 80s.
You're an idiot.
I'm going to pretend like we never had that exchange. In 1957, Maura Anderson of North Scotland.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to pronounce that. Went missing. Almost 45 years later, in 1999, Alexander Gartshore. This is got to be one of the ugliest last names I've ever heard. Gartshore.
Russian.
Admitted on his deathbed to his daughter that he had defiled and murdered the girl and that his ghost was still haunting him.
Yeah.
Moore's remains were never found, even though after Gartshore's death and confession.
That's creepy as fuck, man.
Can you imagine, like... I mean, I get it, that you lived with that guilt and shit. That's too bad. Just let yourself die. Why would you burden your own fucking daughter with that?
Know.
Jesus, fuck off.
Like, again, that Alexander doesn't do anybody Gartshore. Any good except for him. Clearing his conscience before he dies. Meanwhile, his daughter has to live with that forever.
I mean, in theory, I guess the parents of Maura Anderson, if they're still alive, they would get some closure, but it seems unlikely they'd be alive at this point.
Yeah.
And plus, just shut up, dude. Why would burn your daughter with that? Go
I don't
fuck off.
Know what kind of closure her parents would have gotten. She's been dead for so long. It's not like he's never going to face justice.
Then they know at least the perpetrator is dead. Yeah. That's a good thought, I guess.
Yeah.
So you know the that super famous picture of Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
Black and white picture?
Yeah, I know.
Totally
what you're
fake. Talking about. Yeah, you know that's fake?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's not clearly fake.
Yeah.
Because the monster doesn't exist, but... The person that took that photo, where's my music? The person that took that photo admitted that it was fake. In 1994, on his deathbed, he announced that it was all a hoax. He had created that model with just a submarine toy, plastic toy submarine.
Yeah.
And finally, I have in 2008, a woman named Diane Crawford confessed to the murders of two women all the way back from 1967, some 41 years earlier. The two apparently made fun of Crawford for being a lesbian, which led to an altercation in which Crawford shot both women.
Yikes.
Crawford fled to another town, got married, had two children, but then returned to Staunton to live with a woman who she confessed her crime to.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yikes.
The end.
Yeah.
So there's some pleasantly solved mysteries for you,
Pleasant mysteries.
They either died or were, you know, almost prosecuted.
Almost all of these people murdered somebody.
Yeah. Except for the hoax guy.
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
And the alien guy.
Yeah. I think that alien guy's full of shit.
He didn't see any aliens.
Yeah. There's another one on my list of one of the JFK guys.
Yeah.
Said that he was involved in the assassination.
Yeah.
But I left that one out because there was like speculation that this guy's sons had prompted him to say these things.
No.
To cash in after his father's death.
Ah.
And that no reputable source believes that any of that happened.
Dude, there's so many different theories about that. Everybody, I mean, there could have been so many fucking people involved in that.
No.
So many potential people.
Potentially, but it seems, I don't know. I just think there was one.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah.
You think that was just him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
It was just at a weird time.
It was.
The Cuban Missile thing and the Mafia.
It was. Shit. And people like leave out the points that this guy was a trained Marine.
Yeah.
He knew how to work a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I could have killed the president from there. Like, I've never shot a gun before.
Yeah.
He's like a fucking trained Marine. He knew what he was doing.
It's just like the grassy knoll, like there were gunshots coming from there too.
Well, yeah, it just seems like there echoes, you know? I mean,
I know.
People don't know what they're hearing in those situations.
I get it.
It's like September 11th, although there was conspiracy nuts with that shit too.
Yeah.
People on site on September 11th said that explosions were coming from the basement of the buildings.
Well, yeah.
But that's because the elevators dropped so fast that it made a huge fucking loud noise in the basement, and they thought it was an explosion.
Yeah.
They just didn't know what they were hearing.
And they're also, and they also say that there are photos of missiles going at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
No.
Because people are idiots, and they don't know what they're looking at.
I know.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with JFK, I think. It's just people just don't know what they're looking at. They don't know what they're hearing.
And you just saw the president get murdered.
Yeah.
That would have to be kind of a disorienting time for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a confusing few
fucking
minutes.
Nut jobs.
Jesus, dude.
Sorry. Your table's
you gotta
wobbly.
Calm down, man.
Your table's wobbly.
You gotta chill out, dude.
Your table's wobbly.
You're getting too hyped up.
I am getting a little hyped up.
That's clear.
Yeah. We're done, though.
We are. So, this is Tim.
And this is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
This is President Barack Obama. Visit radio at atomicast.com for more classic Atomicast episodes.
One of the things they do is called anal leaking.
A man's anus is leaked.
Like ice cream. Like ice cream.
A man's anus is leaked.
Like ice cream. Like ice cream. Ice cream.
A man's anus is leaked.
Like ice cream. Like ice cream.
A man's anus is leaked.
Like ice cream. Like ice cream.
They have a sex practice called fisty.
Well, they insert their hand into the anus all the way.
It is so painful,
they have to take a slap, but they enjoy it.
It is so painful,
they have to take a slap, but they enjoy it.
It is so painful,
they have to take a slap.
It is so painful,
they have to take a slap.
A man's anus is leaked.
Like ice cream.
Do you say accept eating poo-poo?